The independent healthcare delivery model in the United States is facing a massive structural test. Today, Wednesday, May 20, 2026, the House Committee on Energy and Commerce Subcommittee on Health convened a crucial executive hearing titled, Examining the Medicare Physician Fee Schedule, MACRA, and Opportunities for Payment Reforms. Led by Health Subcommittee Chairman Morgan Griffith and Full Committee Chairman Brett Guthrie, the session highlighted the urgent political push for a comprehensive Medicare Physician Fee Schedule Reform 2026 package. Lawmakers are scrambling to stabilize physician reimbursement rates as real-world clinical operations buckle under a combination of frozen payment thresholds, relentless inflationary pressures, and aggressive fraud audits. Why MACRA failed independent practices passed over a decade ago with bipartisan fanfare, the Medicare Access and CHIP Reauthorization Act, MACRA, was engineered to eliminate the erratic and highly politicized annual doc fix cycle by introducing a quality-focused payment architecture. It funneled clinicians into the Quality Payment Program, QPP, which split providers into two distinct operational tracks, the Merit-Based Incentive Payment System, MIPS, and Advanced Alternative Payment Models, APMs. However, testifying witnesses and committee members agreed that the legacy statutory funding formula has completely decoupled from modern macroeconomic realities. The inflationary gap. Since 2021, Medicare physician reimbursement rates have fallen an estimated 33% behind the actual rate of inflation tracked by the Medicare Economic Index, MEI. The 2026 statutory cliff, under the baseline MACRA text, the temporary 2.5% emergency payment bridge passed by Congress has officially expired. This reverts providers to a statutory default annual update of a mere 0.25% for 2026, a baseline that independent practices warn is forcing widespread consolidation into massive hospital networks. The budget neutrality trap. Under current law, any regulatory expansion or pricing adjustment for a specific medical specialty code must be mathematically offset by an equal reduction across all other codes to keep total program spend neutral. This triggers an exhausting downward cycle of payment adjustments across unrelated medical fields. Understanding the payment formula squeeze to keep data flows clean across digital networks, the underlying financial math governing physician pay under the broader Medicare Physician Fee Schedule Reform 2026 initiative can be evaluated as a direct linear calculation. Gross dollar reimbursement equals work resource weight times local cost index, plus practice expense weight times local cost index, plus malpractice weight times local cost index, times statutory conversion factor to break down exactly how this equation impacts independent clinics. Resource weights, RVUs, the specific relative values assigned to physician work, practice expenses, and malpractice insurance. Local cost indices, GPCIs, geographic modifiers reflecting the real-world cost variations of operating a clinic in different regions. The statutory conversion factor, the final dollar multiplier. Because the federal budget neutrality mandate continuously compresses this conversion factor whenever national service utilization rises, the real purchasing power of the payment formula drops year over year. The 2026 legislative counteroffensive to prevent a total collapse of community-based specialty care, the subcommittee reviewed an aggregated block of newly introduced, bipartisan stabilization bills designed to restructure the system. Bill designation core statutory objective operational impact on independent providers H.R. 8163, Provider Reimbursement Stability Act of 2026, raises the baseline budget neutrality threshold from $20 million to $54.3 million and indexes it to inflation. Dampens sudden, automated year-over-year payment drops caused by minor utilization shifts. H.R. 8622, Medicare Physician Data-Driven Performance Payment System Act, freezes performance benchmarks at 75 points and replaces tournament-style MIPS penalties with a balanced system, eliminates punishing 9% administrative penalties and stabilizes operating margins for small or rural practices, H.R. 6160, S1640, Strengthening Medicare for Patients and Providers Act, replaces fixed percentage updates with permanent inflation indexing. Automatically links future annual conversion factor updates straight to the fluctuations of the MEI. Balancing fraud audit.